Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Many people, perhaps you are among them, will look back on 2016 as a year of highs and lows. Today we'll introduce you to someone who says, despite its many sad times, 2016 was a time when many Americans said they were happy.
The happiest moment, and really it was more in the context of what was America's happiest moment, and the clear winner there was that the election was over.
That's Sean Boyer of Die Happy. We'll talk to him about what made people happy in America in 2016, and we'll look forward to the new year on today's American Cafe. This time of year is often a time when people reflect on the previous 12 months and look forward to the coming year. For 2016 in the United States, it has been a difficult one. An acrimonious political campaign grabbed the headlines for the entire year. The largest mass killing in modern American history happened this year at an Orlando nightclub. There was friction and fatalities between police and African Americans. But there were also times that people said made them happy. To find out more about those times, I spoke with Sean Boyer, the founder of Die Happy, an app which helps people live more purposeful and happier lives. His group commissioned an Ipsos poll of 1,005 Americans in late November and early December. Sean told me that one thing beat out all the others.
The number one thing that people chose was spending time with friends and family. In fact, it was more than three times the next closest thing that they cited in the poll, which was being in a better financial position. So it was very clear that spending time with friends and family was the number one thing. I don't know if people would still say that after spending so much time with people after the holidays, but that's what they said before the holidays.
And also, as far as what was their happiest moment in 2016, what did people say about that?
Yeah, the happiest moment, and really it was more in the context of what was America's happiest moment, and the clear winner there was that the election was over. And I think this year was probably an exacerbated version of that.
And that's one, you know, it didn't matter as far as the results either, as far as Mr. Trump winning or Mrs. Clinton not winning. They were just glad it was done, right?
They were just happy that it was over. And, yeah, I think just so much of the negative diatribe that was going back and forth, people were just so happy that that was behind us.
Now, what were the things that made them the most unhappy? Obviously, this was a very serious year internationally. We had problems in Syria. We had terrorist attacks. We had, police relationships with the African-American community. We had the Pulse nightclub shooting. There were a lot of things to make people upset and unhappy this year. What did people say in this poll made them the unhappiest?
Yeah, so we didn't specifically ask the question as to what made them the most happy with that laundry list of, to your point, all of the incredibly negative things that happened around the world. But the thing that was interesting for us that fell at the bottom of the list that made people the most happy was achieving professional milestones. So that came well below that, spending time with family, friends, being in a better financial position, their faith, their health and fitness. It was that professional milestone. So that was the thing that fell at the bottom of the list. Again, we didn't ask them what made them the most happy, though.
Was there a group of people that was more likely to be happy than another group, like either based upon gender or age?
Yeah, so the group that tended to be the most happy was the boomers, the 55-plus audience. And the group that ended up coming in lower is the millennial group.
Now, let's switch gears here a little bit. This is the time of year when people take an inventory of the past year and look at their lives. Did people have regrets, things that they wish they had done and didn't do, or things that they did that they wish they hadn't done?
No. So, we didn't get into the specifics on what regrets they had from the prior year. I would say the question that we asked that got most close to that was what they would resolve to do in the upcoming year that would make them happier. And for the audience that was, again, that boomer audience, the thing that by far and away they said would make them most happy was spending more time with friends and family. And it was interesting, though, that contrasted with the millennials, who very heavily favored being in a better financial position. would be the thing that would make them more happy as we went into 2017. So it's very interesting, again, to that contrast between the boomers and the millennials. And I don't know, that, you know, with that age and experience comes the realization that spending time with friends and family is what really is going to make you most happy. It's not that that extra zero in your paycheck or whatever it might be.
Now, was there any recommendation as to how to achieve the goals that they were looking for in 2017? Did people give you any ideas of how they hope to reach these landmarks?
No, we did. The closest thing to that question we got into was asking people how intentional they were about planning for specific areas of their life. And again, when you look at how that broke down by age group, the boomers were much more inclined to be intentional about spending time with friends and family than what that younger generation was.
Now, you also, Ed, you have an organization called Die Happy, and it's your sub-slogan is live a life you love. I understand that you have like an app for people's phones that can help them have a happier life. Talk about that for a second. What does that involve?
Yeah, so the mission at Die Happy is to help people live happier lives. And what we've seen through not just our own research, but through Harvard research and well beyond just Harvard research, is that the number one predictor of that is the time that you spend with your close friends and family and creating those treasured memories with them. And so what we're trying to help people do is to be more intentional about those relationships that matter most. And what we found is that it's not your 500 plus Facebook friends, but it's really about those 10 to 40 people that you really do want to be intentional about, and providing them with easy tools to help plan to do things with those people. So one of the things we hear, and when you're in busy seasons of your life, is that, man, I want to spend time with those close friends or my family, but finding the time to do things with them is just impossible. And so we have a scheduling tool that hopefully makes it easier to find open dates on people's calendars to do things. And then also keeping all the planning for that thing that you're going to do in one specific place. And then as you're doing those things, what we've heard from people is that, look, I'm taking pictures of these things, but I don't want to post them all on Facebook. Yet to text them all to people is a little bit cumbersome. So if there was a way for me to privately share them with just those people I want to see them, that would be great. And so we then provide people with a mechanism to just privately share those photos only with the people with whom they want to share them.
That is Sean Boyer of Die Happy. So what about you? Was 2016 a time of happiness for you? We'd love to hear your take on the past year. You can post it on our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. And if you want to hear more of our previous shows, log on to voanews.com, click on the Listen tab, and look under our broadcast programs. For all the folks here at VOA, I'm David Byrd. Happy New Year, and thanks for listening.